You're listening to the Mundy Maniacs Podcast.
All right, folks, it is episode number 71 of the Mundy Maniacs Podcast. Long time no see, or as they say in Japan, hisa shibari. It's been It's been a long time. It's been, what, at least a month since we've last recorded?
Yeah, at least a month.
I'm here, Kevin, the Canadian living in Malaysia. PJ in Osaka is here. Sarah in Akashi, Japan. Here as usual. And we have someone else. Someone special in the house. Someone who's coming to us from the UK. It's Rob. That's right, Coach.
Hey, howdy.
Coach V, how you doing?
I am doing well. Thanks for having me on again.
That's right. Today, you should be. You should be fine. Today, walking home from school, I was walking home with my son after his soccer practice. And he was like, Dad, how many times has... Has Rob been on the podcast? And I was like, four, maybe this is number four, possibly. I'm not sure. It is.
Yeah, I think so.
I think it's number four. And it's kind of weird because, you know, once upon a time we were the only show in town. We were the only game in town as a podcast go. But now you and Craig, it's we get to hear your magical, luxurious voices every week.
Something like that. Yeah, you guys encouraged us so early on to like get back in the game, you know, and it was like, yeah, okay. I just can't do it. I'm not that guy. And when Craig kind of came onto the scene and saw what he was doing with Josh, geocaching vlogger, I was just like, you know what? You guys have a cool thing going. And Craig was the brains behind it for sure, and Josh and I are just the monkeys that, you know, dance in front, so I'm good with that.
Hey, let's not put down dancing monkeys.
there's a couple of us.
A few.
Well, I mean, that's the thing. It's you know, of course Joshua was making his content on, you know, doing his own thing independently for so many years, but as we know in recent months and time, it's been quite a change, an evolution, and it's looking real fantastic. That's obviously the magic of Craig. So it's really been great. I've been enjoying listening to you guys. It's just a great way to know what's happening and what's coming.
And I like that it comes out on Friday, so it's right before the weekend. So it's always good to say, okay, you know, I'm either munzing at the time or I'm working out when I'm listening to it. So it's because I'm one of those people who skims the blog, and I'll go back if I need it, but I don't retain it. But having you guys talk about it really does kind of help. You know, we bother Sarah half as much as we used to, because we used to say, Sarah, how does this work? What do we do here? And now we can actually listen first before, because she'll tell us to listen.
Words are hard, you know, words are hard.
I know, words are hard, especially when they're in the alphabet letters, you know.
Alphabet letters are hard. I say this as a teacher.
I know. Yeah, maybe it's because it's not in a universal font. It's so hard for you to process.
If only it was all in Comic Sans. It should all be in Comic Sans, like a 1990s website. So I would ask.
If you, I did it?
Yeah.
If I did it, that's exactly how it would be. And I think you know that, which is why I don't.
Comic Sans with like a sparkly title, all like a white background.
That's exactly right.
Maybe sparkly text. Yeah, like a GeoCities website. Yes, if you guys remember those.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
So I'll just click on my Netscape Navigator here and try to figure out where to go. Okay. I guess I'd ask you what you've been up to, Rob. But you've been up to a heck of a lot since we last talked to you. But there's obviously the podcast is one big thing. But you know, I suppose as we embark on this podcast episode, the unicorn in the room.
Oh, good one, Kevin.
We can first talk about that, because I mean, a lot of things have changed, and obviously, you know, those are things that we've talked about on previous episodes. You've addressed on the official Mundy podcast, but one thing that's new to all of us is a little unicorn. So I'm sure PJ and Sarah have lots of things to ask about it. I have to admit, I will admit, in recent weeks, I have been kind of sliding more into the casual player. I haven't
not
been.
Happy about that.
God damn it, it's hot here, guys. It's damn hot here. Like, it's freaking, it's like in the 40s every day. Just kills you, man. Like, and it's getting hotter. I don't know how it's possible, but okay. So, but yeah. So I've had a chance to do a little bit of that unicorn thing. But like, yeah. So, what should we ask, guys? What's going on here? Where did this come from?
Or why PJ? Don't we throw it to Rob first? And yeah. Keep there are. I'm sure
that's who I was asking. Actually, yeah.
Okay. I can't imagine anyone doesn't know, but why doesn't he just go into it a little bit and then we can throw questions or comments, yeah. But you know, give him a chance. Because the more people that he, I mean, anyway, go.
Okay. Yeah, no, that seems fair. So kind of like what you do in our podcast. Okay. We record it on Wednesdays, and sometimes on Wednesdays, I don't know exactly what's going to be happening by Friday that might go out in the blog. So I kind of have to step carefully through a handful of things. And so we're recording now on a Tuesday, you know, for example. And so it's like, ooh, not sure when this might go out. So what other things are there that, that we talk about now that might show up soon? But let's talk about Cappy. So so what we've created is a handful of new things, and we rolled all of it out at the same time in order to not kind of piece it out like our Daily Greenie deal back in the day. But we're not talking about that. So the Camp Hub is sort of the new thing that we've really put together. And then you've got Cappy the Unicorn that is kind of like your tour guide. He's there on the Camp Hub. And the Camp Hub is going to be the place that over time is going to transition into sort of a home screen, a home base, as we go back through and kind of rebuild the app, I suppose, into the future. But how far in the future? Far enough that it isn't in the works quite yet, even. Sort of designs, and we know a handful of steps that we need to take before we get to that. But that Camp Hub has the daily stroll where you can start it. It's got the MHQ time. It has a button to click to go to the daily activity tracker, because, you know, some people turn the daily activity tracker off, so they don't even see it every day whenever they start. So they might forget that they've got rewards that they could be picking up, because not everyone remembers to do that. And we're not going to remind you to go get your free stuff. Let's see. The other thing is, oh, yeah, the star counter, the star power meter, I think is what it's actually called. Craig and I were having a conversation about that the other day. So yeah, just a new thing for everyone to have some daily activity that might be a little bit more exciting than what you would normally do on, let's say, April 23rd, because by this point in time in the month, people have hit their plan level 2, level 4, level 5 goals, and they're like, well, what am I going to do now? And they'll cap the POI that's nearby, and they'll deploy something wherever. So we're giving you 15 minutes of exercise if you want to look at it that way.
Okay, so that's what I'm curious about, you know, because sometimes, you know, I ask, I've got this other podcast called the Just Japan Podcast. And I often, when I interview new guests, I always say, like, tell me your, or like, if, you know, someone who's living in Japan, I'll say, tell me your Japan origin story. With this one, I'm curious about that Cappy origin story. So is that the impetus there, that thing to do when everyone has kind of hit that end of month kind of lull, when people are like, well, yeah, the clan stuff, now what do I do?
Because you can imagine that I've heard that for years, you know, and there's always been this, oh, really? So you don't do anything from the 23rd through the 28th or the 30th or the 31st or whatever. You just do minimal activity. Is there a way that we could kind of start to change that, encourage people to do a little bit more? The fact that we've got a maximum on the number of stars that you can hold at one time says that you're going to need to visit a wishing well, because nobody likes to just throw stuff away. So, you know, you get out there, you make a wish every now and then, or, you know, you can do it once a day if you've only got one wishing well nearby. So that's definitely what we're looking to, I guess, improve this year is two pieces. It's the number of daily active users, but then also the activity that's based there as well, because just getting people more active both in the app and real world type stuff, which is where the daily greeny refresh came in. Some might say a bit soon in relation to the rest of a story that started to roll out, and and with not as much hey, here's what's going on type stuff at the same time. So this is another step in that direction, just encouraging people to get there, play.
Right.
Very good. Sarah, I mean, the same thing would happen to me. After we hit our clan goals, I would just, you know, foot off the brake and then just kind of slide into the thirds. Mm-hmm. And so I can see how that would increase the number of daily players. I'm wondering, you know, when you rolled out the daily greenies and there in the very beginning, or maybe about a week later or 2 weeks later, you were talking about the number of daily active players that were capping physicals. I just wonder if that number is continually staying solid, or has the shine worn off of the, you know, those daily, or the capping of the daily
greenies. Asking the tough question. She's a reporter.
Yeah. Ooh. Hey, just go for it.
Lois Lane over here.
Because, you know, I mean, I haven't backed off. I'm still getting about my 10 or 15 a day, because it's all on my walk that I do with my dogs every night. So,
but see, here's how I think, Sarah, you and I might be different than the player that Rob's targeting. Yes, we care about clan passionately, but we also have our own battles. And actually, that motivates me throughout. The positive of that is that clan is maybe done, and she's right. We've got our level fives, and we're just waiting down the clock. But I got to be out pretty much every day because she is, and vice versa. So for me, at least, you know, I mean, in a positive way,
yeah.
I don't have a week. I don't clan. You won't, if you, I don't know if you can see individual time, but you will see that I don't weaken at the end of the month at all. Because
I see that. Cause I watch, I always like to see what you guys are doing on Cup of Z, and it is extremely consistent day by day. And then, I also know the consistency of when you're working and when you're not working, because I can see you're going on those routes where you have all the destinations and stuff like that. I mean, I'm one of those people who definitely, once I hit my clan requirements, I'm calling, there we go. I'll just cap that POI and this and that kind of thing. That's I was definitely one of those. I also don't have anyone I'm competing with. So that's we all have different motivations, right?
But I think the Cappy then really does even more suit someone in that situation, because there is something to do every day that's independent of how active your region might be.
Yep. That's exactly it. Is there, some people already have that motivation. You know, like you've talked about, PJ, you and Sarah definitely have a little battle, which is fun. It's fun to watch. You know, Craig threw himself in there, and then he's like, yeah, but, you know, so he's able to travel and go to different places, which makes him need to choose better opponents. He is chasing me, is what he's told me. And I said, that's never going to happen. So good luck. So anyway, I've thrown down. You can
always delete his account.
I've told him I have so many tools. I gave myself a million points. Capture, woohoo, what are you gonna do, you know? And I haven't done that, but I could. So I don't see him catching me. It was upsetting enough when Carson did that. So he didn't tell me he was coming for me, or else I would have disabled him a bit earlier. So the daily greenies refreshing is helpful to anyone who like has had other people come through their area. The issue, you know, is if you don't have multiple people playing in an area, which, you know, Kevin, you've got that because you have Kai. You guys have the ability to put some greenies out so that each of you can continue to do that. Yeah, Cappy himself, you know, is throwing these stars out, just gives everyone literally anywhere around the world something to be able to do, because our tutorial for people who, you know, come in the very first time, you know, when they cap the tutorial Munzee, it scatters a few feathers, but then it also throws out little unicorns that are, they were the first generation of Cappy, and they've been out for a couple of years. And then some revamping of Cappy, I suppose, happened. And, you know, we'll take him and he'll become the tutorial master, because we still have Rover in there as the one who walks new players through the tutorial at this point in time. That is something that's coming soon. And throw it to your question, Sarah. So while you were asking, I'm sitting there in a sea, but I'm looking because I'm we talked about the daily green cap numbers yesterday in a meeting, and I was like, oh man, I actually know the answer to that. Hang on, let me find it. So I believe that I even said some numbers back in the day as far as the number of greenies that were being captured. And let's just go with Sunday. Sunday is my most recent number, was nearly 20,000 greenies have been captured that day. And back when we launched this, the number that was coming through on the third, the numbers are more like 28,000, and just kind of scrolling quickly, they run upward of 25,000. There have been quite a few days this month that are actually higher than what we saw in March and in February. So the numbers definitely continue to grow. The numbers start to shrink, as you can imagine, once we make it past the middle of the month. Definitely see that curve start to go down. But yeah, the program, I suppose, that we kicked off that we were hoping would be just seeing more of that physical daily captures on those greenies. Yeah, that's been happening. And the number of unique players that are capturing greenies, and it's sort of a number that is a unique player that captures at least one greenie, you know, during that day, those numbers have stayed like within a couple hundred. Same thing. Yeah. So that's the number I didn't throw out there, but yeah.
Contrarian, but I'm now going to disagree with myself. I've actually come to enjoying it, and the filter helps, because I don't see them, but I know where, especially Kevin and Sarah have placed in my neighborhood, and I'm going on my destination, a circle. I hit those greenies only unless I need to get up my Q rate or something. I got to say, you know, I meant what I said at the time. Certainly I did. But I have learned that filter went a long way. My OCD is very visual, which we will get to in a second. And having the filter gives you the best of both worlds. You want to see them, you see them, you don't, you don't. So I'm capping. I don't know if you're checking, but I'm capping my recapping all the greenies along a certain route with some regularity. So, you know, I'm happy to say
I see that when I'm checking my app. I see you capturing most days the same ones that I'd put there in the past. So
Yeah, you, Kai, and Sarah get and the some players locally that have capped in my neighborhood. Just again, I only get the ones on the route necessarily unless I have a specific need.
Yeah,
and then you know, but it's nice having that filter so you can turn it on or off. Handy dandy. You know,
here's something, Rob, I'm curious about, and I was thinking about this the other day. And another question I'm curious to see, like, about growth or just kind of how things are going. So when PJ and I first started the Munzee Maniacs podcast, and the reason why we made it was because, you know, I was in Japan at the time in 2020, and we were playing every day and chatting about the game every day. And, you know, when we talked about how, God, we wish there was something we could listen to about this game, because we love talking about the game ourselves. So let's record this banter. And we would always say, you know, like this call to arms, like, guys, you know, someone out there put out some bloody content that we can consume too, right? And then now there's definitely an abundance of things. You know, obviously you've got the official Munzee podcast. Craig is putting out just a wealth of great information and stuff. But you have people like Minnesota Boy. You have Waylon, or is it W. Helen? Did you guys
W. Helen?
I go with W. Helen myself.
W. Helen. But you have and then with the Munzee, the contest, the monthly contest and stuff, there's like a lot of content going out there now, which is absolutely freaking fantastic. I love it. So here's what I'm wondering. Have you seen a correlation? Are you getting more players joining the game?
Yes. Yeah, we are.
I'm just really curious about that.
Yeah, no, our numbers were quite a bit higher, I will tell you, years ago. But we were also doing a lot more marketing, I suppose. So definitely part of the reason. So the numbers that we have are the majority organic. We truly rely on people finding the game through all kinds of channels, which is why we've put some extra focus over the last. Well, we tried about a year ago to really kind of kick things off and get it off the ground. And we've kind of stutter stepped a few times, but yeah, that's where, Craig stepping in and helping out with some, video content, where, you know, he comes alongside Dylan. Dylan has a lot of creative ideas for what videos, what things would be helpful. And, you know, met Craig through Josh, and that just turned into a natural, like, oh, hey, we could really use someone that is interested, that knows Munzee, that can put out high quality content. So, you know, you'll notice that he's got he's about 50-50 on whether stuff goes out on his channels or on ours, or he will take whatever he puts together that we put out on ours and he'll share that through his own as well. So it's all building the bigger picture, I suppose. But yeah, that Munzee Monthly Moments now contest, we still have more plans moving forward. Okay. We'd like to see those numbers continue to grow. But really would love to start growing a bigger fan base that's wider there, that we can actually promote all of those videos and I don't know, almost like help start building people and their accounts up as more, so that their reach is even further.
Yeah. That's
but we're not there yet.
Yeah, I know. I'm just really curious, because that's the thing, you know, like when you're looking for anything, you know, you're interested in some kind of game or hobby, we often hop onto YouTube and we search for it. We're looking around and we're Googling. And of course, when I first started playing the game, which wasn't that long ago, there was just only a couple of videos out there, and they were quite old, and they were out of date, essentially. And then I can remember I made a few, kind of not the best quality, but I made a few things. And when I'd search for Munzee, mine would pop up. But it's just great now that there's more, because when people, that's that kind of, I guess, kind of social media organic aspect of things. There's just more out there, and that's cool.
That's exactly it. What we need too is, yeah, like you said, Minnesota Boy and Whelan, they're both at the same events in Minnesota, but they have a different experience, a different viewpoint, a different way of telling the story. Bob without his voice, and Tim, you know, standing in front of the camera, because he's been friends with Josh for so long, and he's seen the way that he's done it, and so when you see that kind of thing and you mirror it, then it's great. More. Yeah.
Cool. Awesome.
And sorry, PJ, I cut you off.
Oh, no. I was just going to say, you know, that's great, but there is a problem with social networking these days. There's so much out there that, you know, they don't search for it if they don't know to type in Munzee or even a related game. That's why it's hard, you know, in the early days, you could put out a video and the algorithms would take it to a wider breadth of people. Nowadays, those algorithms are so, because they're focused on engagement, it's hard for us to break beyond the community we have. And that's why sometimes good old fashioned referrals.
It's a bit of an echo chamber. Like
Yeah. No, not to say it's criticism though, but it just, it's hard to get more people who've never heard of the game, or who heard of it years ago and maybe haven't thought about it since, to come back and say, give this a try. It is a very different game.
I think that's part of where we will go with it. And a big reason that we aren't able to, or that we can't or choose not to, is because we don't have any person that can dedicate a bunch of time to it. And the one way that you can actually really start to help and grow those things is for it to be shared, for likes and for comments. And Lou has, you know, a YouTube channel and Instagram and everything else, and has found exactly that. It's very difficult to grow. Once you get to a certain point, then it's like, oh, well, here's a plateau. And at some point you break through. But it absolutely takes comments, likes. So for everyone out there, if you are watching and you're listening, and for this podcast, for the Munzee podcast, for all the videos that are out there, like, don't be a phantom. Don't just sit and lurk in the background like all of us do on Facebook. Like, the YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, all those algorithms are absolutely dependent on, like, eyes, absolutely. And they can be shared and they can go into feeds.
Yeah, they're looking for engagement. So,
absolutely.
A reminder that we can't just listen to these things. We need to comment. We need to share. We need to, because they don't care anymore, sadly, how many people are watching necessarily. It's the level of engagement. So I think you're right. We need to do that. And I watch some of these videos, and I listen to the podcasts, but I don't like and comment enough. And I think that's the point. We got to do that.
Hey, well, everybody, just come up with your icon and just use that icon. Queen of Denial, for example, out of Texas is a classic example, or even Humbird 7. Okay. So they don't post pictures of themselves on Munzees. They will post a picture of, like, Humbird 7, obviously, is a hummingbird. But Queen of Denial has this little figure that has a queen crown on. And if you track down any of her pictures, if she's ever captured anything of yours, then you've got that. So do the same thing. You don't have to, you know, use even one of your main accounts. You can watch it on multiples, because YouTube allows all that too. So watch them. Give a little astronaut, you know, is you, or alien, or whatever. It doesn't have to be words as much as something, just something.
Absolutely. Engagement is,
I think, that's probably what I was going to be. I'm looking at TikTok recently, and like, a lot of the videos, they've got likes, but they've got no comments. It's literally zero. And I think that's, I'll have to talk to Craig about that.
You'll notice that. See my show. See my show goes. He makes a comment on every Munzee Monthly Moment video, and you'll see the ones that I make comments on for the last couple of months. Oddly enough, they've been the winners. It's almost like he's going, hey, what do you think of these? And they're like, oh, that one was really good. Oh, that was amazing. Made me laugh out loud. And it's like, oh, look. And then they were the winner. It's like they're being shared with me. And
Well, I mean, it's that engagement thing. And that's one of those tricky things, is that for so many people, just hitting a repost is so hard. And I'm not, because I mean, I've been someone who's been in this podcast game for so long, with so many podcasts, doing so much social media to promote them. And I mean, one thing that I do is, I've got a lot of friends who are podcasters now in different places around the world. Whenever I see them, say, for example, on my X, and they're posting their new episode, I always repost it. I like it and I repost it. It's just like, it's my habit, because that's what I want people to do for me. And that's the thing on Facebook. If you know, you post that and just someone shares it, they might have 1,000 friends or 1,500, and maybe one or two of them might like it. But it's incredible how many people don't. And it's across platforms. It's Facebook, it's LinkedIn, it's X, it's Instagram. And as things go more robust, I notice, even like, for example, like getting lost in algorithms, you look at my YouTube channel, I got like almost 30,000 followers, but I put up a video nowadays and I'll get like, you know, 100, 200 people or less. And then what'll happen is, sometimes I'll post a video and I get people who are like, wow, I didn't know you made videos still, Kevin. I thought you quit years ago. I never see your videos appear in my feed. And I'm like, actually, if you look, I'm pretty consistent for making a few videos a month. They had no idea. They had no idea, because their algorithm didn't, it just never appeared. And then out of sight, out of mind, right?
They've also added another piece, another level to it on YouTube, where there is the notifications, but then there's the bell, and pushing and putting in all is the one way that you can actually like really.
That's when you hear those YouTubers are like, ring the bell, hit the bell, ding, 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 ding.
Exactly. That's become the thing that everyone's had to start pushing even more now. So let's all make a pact then, all you Munziers out there, like just lurk as much as you want in the water cooler. Matter of fact, everyone being quiet, fantastic. Or some people being quiet.
It's often.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No problem. You guys all be quiet if you want to, unless you got really nice things to say. It's always fun in there. Well, it's not always fun.
Always.
But we really, really, really could all help each other out, and we could help the game out and grow it. If just with some really, really, really simple acts that don't cost anything for all of us to see, everything really take off.
Absolutely. For sure.
You know, and I came up with the phrase wine cooler, but I got to say, Craig has
adopted it. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I've heard. By the way, my name's coming up. Am I getting any money back?
He even had the slip. He had that Freudian slip there last week. You caught him with it. You're like, by the way, you said that? He's like, huh?
But here's the thing. I just want to say I love the water cooler. I mean, there's a segment that do whine a lot, but they do need a place to vent. And whether it's Discord or the water cooler, I'm grateful for it, even the whining, because at least that's where they do it. And everybody can see it. You know, MHQ sees it. Yeah. Other players see it. And we know who is who and who to ignore, who to engage. And that's I don't want to Jesse or anyone to think I'm I'm anti-water cooler because I check every day.
Yeah,
but I do see the whiners, and and sometimes it's me. We all need a place to vent. There's nothing wrong with venting, but a little positivity and help. But I think there is that. I think there's a quiet majority that are there and helping and insightful comments, and maybe not a majority, but a quiet, a significant number of people that are helping each other. Because of, again, the water cooler and the Discord. So
I'm doing that on purpose now.
No, yeah. not, I'm really not, sadly. Anyway, I'm just, even though I said that, I do appreciate the water cooler, and I appreciate the Discord.
And I do too. There was, years ago, an alternative group that, didn't, have nearly the friendly, outset mentality. Like everything about it was specifically like a let's burn it down group, and thankfully the main admin of it, you know, after knowing me for a really long time, finally at one point in time was like, you know what, I think I've figured out that this group is probably not good for the overall health of the game, and probably all the people that are in here, because there was just like no positivity, like that was squashed and that was not allowed. So if you want to be positive, go to the water cooler. And it was like, well, that's weird, because it doesn't feel like it's even that way in here all the time. But same thing, PJ. I'm okay to see, you know, all that stuff, because it does turn into conversations that that sometimes we do get, you know, insight to the other side, to things that we didn't necessarily think about or whatever. And just letting everybody in there have their say, no problem. And that every now and then I'll jump in with, you know, well, here's the third viewpoint. Anyone's interested, and here's, you know, well, you guys can keep talking about it if you want to, but that ain't going away, because this is why we're doing it, you know, whatever the direction might be.
Cool.
Actually, Rob, speaking of which, here's an idea.
Oh boy.
I know PJ is and his little OCD tendencies, and actually I really agree with him too. And I tell you what, I don't like where Cappy is on the map, and so I redesigned it this weekend. I had nothing, I had like an hour, and I'm just going to show you, and I think Cappy fits really,
and by the way, this is perfect really for a nice podcast,
just right up there,
perfect for an audio.
I wish everyone could see, but
well, they can't. I just took a screen capture, but
Okay. Cappy.
Well, I should have been smiling nicely in the screen cap then. No, yeah, I get what you're saying. I see that. And I hear I stumble. So the thing about Cappy is he's definitely not going away. So I won't say he's not going anywhere, because he you know, there's abilities for us to kind of go through and make changes, move him around, that kind of thing. Options for people, and other ways, you know, for people to see what we want them to see, but in a different way. So what you've just shown me visually, everyone take a peek. it makes sense. But then, then our question internally we would have to look at it and go, okay, does that still meet exactly where we're headed? What goals we have? Plus, if you know, the home screen, the landing page becomes Camp Hub, that's where everybody starts, then you have a go out into the map, you know, and how do you get back to that? What would that look like? So there's definitely still time, room for growth, room
it's
for change.
It's going to evolve over time is what you're saying, to meet the need.
Yeah.
And I think we all know that. And one of my issues, since we're piling, as an active player, because I put in maybe an hour and a half a day, whether we have clan or not. I do have visually kind of centered OCD. And when I see Cappy there, my issue is this. I feel obligated to do it. And I have now done it 4 days. One day I let it run down. I did it 3 days. Here's the problem. If it's a 15-minute activity, but you've got to be careful where you start, I'm guessing it's about a 30-minute activity getting to and coming from. 30 minutes a day, 7 times a week is 2.5 hours. And if you go to the wishing well, even only once a week, that's another 30 minutes. So we've added 3 hours. If I'm already playing an hour and a half a day, and I've now added 3 hours to the week, and I know, and I hear Craig's voice in my head going, you don't have to play. And you're absolutely, today was the first day that I turned it on and let it run down. I capped 3 because they were in right from my bedroom. I didn't have to move. And then I was done. And I'll get there. But for me, maybe it's just the way it's sold to active players, whether it's Sarah's idea of a movement or just the star stop blinking or something. The thing is, you do have active players that are playing multiple hours a day. They can't fit it in every day.
Yeah.
Because again, 3 hours a week is impossible when you're already doing 10 hours a week. And admittedly, I don't have to play, and I do know that. And furthermore, I've had so many players say, well, you know, whether in Japan or California, when I get them to play and then there's nothing in their neighborhood and they stop. So I'm actually very pro Cappy in overall, but it's driving me nuts on an individual level because I feel obligated to go. I'm going to go out after this and it's 9:30 here. I've got to go out and run it because that star is blinking at me and it's driving me insane.
I'm not going to touch that.
Yeah.
Right. You let it go through the whole day, driving you.
Well, I was working. I was working until I got home, and then long story short, I had to set up. Anyway, I think I have a stalker, so I set up a security camera, and then
ooh.
I haven't had a chance.
A whole other podcast there. I want to know about that, but that's
oh yeah.
Let's not talk about that on the podcast, but
episode 2.
In any case, wow, I really did not mean to mention that one, Kevin. I'll pay you a little bit to drop this later. if it's doable. If not, don't worry. I'm just saying, I see the point of it. It's educational. It gets new players on board. You can teach them how to play. And one of the biggest problem Munzee has over other games is if someone's interested in a town where there's no, literally nothing, there's nothing for them to do. And Cappy is a way to keep them busy until the community grows. So I'm for this, but I understand people's issues with the blinking star and the size. And I you know, face it, no matter what you do, there's going to be five people who love it, three people who hate it, and two people who are just quietly getting along. And we don't expect it to be perfect because there's no such thing.
Yeah.
But these are legitimate issues for heavy players. I can't be asked to do it every day. And I know you're not doing it every day.
You haven't checked my account.
No, but I know you. You're busy. You're doing stuff. You don't have time. You know, you can say 15 minutes a day, but for someone who's already doing stuff,
yeah,
it's hard. It's for the casual player. And we know many in Japan, I'd say 3/4 of our players, local players, are casual. And I'm hoping that this will get them to be more active. So I am, hard to say because he's so cute, he makes me want to throw up. But I am pro Cappy. I don't want to, every day that blinking star is driving me insane.
I was going to say, well, I already ran mine just in case today, but I forgot because you're right. I am in a testing app. Most days, and then I also have production. So I did run my daily stroll earlier, but it was on the testing app, so you can't see that. So you'd be like, no, you didn't do it today, and that's why I was like, wait, did I? No, oh no, I didn't. You're right, and I totally get what everyone's saying. And you know, when you test on a phone that is the size of your face,
yeah,
then you know Cappy doesn't take up that much real estate. And you know, for people that might be running on old school potato phones, you know, that are a little bit blurry and everything else, and they're tiny and fit in the palm of your hand, then you know. I've seen very funny comments on both sides as far as the size of Cappy, the location of Cappy, the flashing of the star.
It's crazy that the people are trying to figure out it's 32%. How could that be?
And Craig asked me, you know, on our special episode, he asked me, and that was, and it was even written in our notes of like, hey, I'm going to ask you this. And I did some research on all the other questions, but not that one because I didn't see that one. He had it tucked away, hidden in some other little like nonsense that we were talking about. I felt like, so I do not know how that thing is done, but it is important. And we've learned this with all the other buttons, you know, over time that it is a decent enough size. If it's important to us, it needs to be a decent enough size that people can actually click on it and that there's separation because, you know, everyone has talked about, oh, I accidentally clicked the leaderboards. I hate the leaderboards. Oh, the clan button shouldn't be there. It should be here. And it's just like, but that's why we need more of a camp hub central, you know, location where more things could be instead of,
someday in the future, we may actually start up that page.
Yeah.
I like that because I want, when I go to the map, I want, you know, I don't want that, but I can see the, again, for new players, because I've had so many students play and then they play for a few months and weeks and then they stop. And I think, you know, this is a kind of a way of an educational tool because you can make Cappy do a lot of different things and have a lot of different specials over the course of things. So I'm patient, but that star is driving me. You know, if I had hair, I'd be pulling it out right now.
No,
you're very patient. I'll make DJ.
Aren't you? He's super patient.
Very patient.
We'll talk about your patience on the Munzee podcast tomorrow.
I am afraid you will.
Yeah. As Michelle and I recap my time here on your podcast. But I was treated nicely. That's what I'll tell him, and that's the good part. That way you can have him back again sometime and he can badger you. I won't poorly. Yeah. Oh no. He's tough. He can do all his own. He was the one that was mean.
Yeah.
He wears his big boy pants on the podcast for sure.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I sent him messages and I was like, ouch, man, you like really slammed PJ on that one. Whoa. Yeah.
Yeah. But he knows secretly I enjoy it. So it's okay.
Yeah, and he and I talked about that. We were like, if there's anyone that can take it, it's you. And that's why I don't mind saying, you know, some of the stuff that we do on the podcast, because you know that we're half joking.
I am keeping track. I'm taking notes.
Yeah, good. And then you should, ask me questions that put me on the hot seat whenever I'm on here, because I keep choosing to come back and do this. So, yeah, that's a good trade-off.
Nice, nice, nice. And I will try to be as quick as the turnaround with this podcast as I can. So I'm actually going to attempt to upload this tonight. So I'm heading off to Thailand. Oh, tough
He's
life.
He's got a conference. He's a pro.
I'm going to Thailand for a conference, an education conference. I'm presenting. Which is, so about podcasting, but, I have to get this out because I just gotta, and I also would like Craig to hear it before you guys record, then you can really have a fun conversation, insult PJ a lot on the official Muncie podcast, as we all should, just bring us on one time as a chorus and we'll all just like throw insults.
Yeah, I will.
Oh man.
To go in principle.
Yeah.
All right. What are the odds of that? Okay.
Yeah,
great plan. Now, I will say, because I was like, now there was something that we were actually talking about before I switched over to making fun of PJ, about that, the size and the twinkling of the star. Totally get what you're saying. Sometimes it's like, oh, if people talk about it more in the water cooler, then, will we hear you and will we do something about it and all that kind of stuff. But like I've said, plans, there are these things and these reasons and all that kind of stuff. And you had me staring out the window in deep thought, as through part of that Sarah and PJ both. And it was like, I wonder if there's a, so anyway, there's a little thought running through. And today is the day that I have my weekly app meeting with Mari. So I'll kick around an idea or two there. We don't usually move at the speed of Rob on app updates. Those take a touch longer than anyone with my like I need it now levels. What you've said makes sense and ties in to some stuff I guess that we didn't really really overly test, which was over and over and over hour and a half, 2 hour play, and what that's doing to you. Cause it just doesn't do anything to me, but I've seen it for, I don't know, let's go with a handful of months now. So it's very much ignored on my screen. And I can play without feeling bad that I'm torturing, Cappy.
Well, I may get there. I think the important thing is for listeners to know is that this is an evolution towards a goal of making a game that brings people in, that encourages and teaches. And again, we can't ignore it. We have to learn to ignore it. But the thing is, I actually like doing it. I don't want to stop it. I just want to do it a little bit less. That's the issue. And part of that is for my therapist, not for this podcast. but I think that people on the water cooler on Discord, I think it's important to them to know that you guys are evolving it and you want opinions, but again, you can't have 1,000 cooks in the kitchen. Eventually you've got to make a direction. And we just like with the greenies, I didn't like it, but I've come around to it. And I think if you just stick with it and explain it, and then most people will be fine with it.
Today is the fifth day of Cappy, the fifth day of the daily stroll. no one's seen it enough to really go, this here's why or how this has changed, the way that you play or any of that kind of stuff. It's very much still a settling in period, and that's for us as well. We made a couple of changes already over the first 3 days. We made a couple of changes in order to take care of some creative people who play their own way. It's just outside the code of conduct. And so, yeah, the nice part is that they basically stand up and take a massive spotlight and shine it on themselves and just go, but look at me, watch what I can do. And it's like, oh, look at you. Aren't you?
It was quite precious. Interesting to see some people bragging about impossible numbers. And I'm like, wow. You know, I'm going to cheat on my partner. I'm certainly not going to post about it.
Yeah. You're not going to put on your most sparkly outfit in order to do a song and a dance about it. Yeah, I bet.
You gotta love people that are, I guess, so obstinate that they can't see what. Anyway, it is what it is, and no, I noticed that, and you know, Craig made a good point on the secondary podcast about. Or was it actually comments on people's complaints saying some days it gets 3, some days it gets 15. It really just depends on the luck of the draw and where you do it. There's strategy involved, but in the end it is, you know, people wanting you to curve it and make sure that it understands elevation and map. You know, okay, but at some point, you know what I mean? If this is just a fun thing for the daily, you get 3. I got 3 today and that was enough. I got 12 yesterday. That's a good number. I did it on a bicycle. And I've learned in Japan, it's the opposite strategy. You stay away from parks because parks are often have factories around them and you don't have the property rights to go in. But an urban zone or a suburban zone, we have tiny little blocks here where you can get on every street. Oh, hello there. We have a guest. The point is that we're learning, like you said, Rob, we're learning. It's evolving, and people will take time to figure, including us, to figure it out.
Yeah, yeah. I agree. Same for me. I walk 5 minutes away from the house to do mine, because if I don't, I get thrown from one side of the River Thames to the other, and there's only one bridge nearby to get across. And if my capture radius booster and my river tree won't get there, then it's pretty far across the river, and I'm not gonna run down to the bridge to get over there. But I figured out 5 minute walk, 10 minute, you know, throws me into a whole different section so that I can be more successful, so I can show everyone what's possible within the code of conduct.
Of course.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I can't do it while I'm walking the dogs because they get really angry when I have to do a U-turn. And
I love those dogs. Anything that slows her down is a good thing. Those dogs. Well, both of them have so much energy. How old are they?
Kuruma, the one that just jumped up on up here with me, he's 3, and the other one is 2.
They have a lot of energy. So. They really demand walking.
They demand.
Yeah. So,
are you speaking, Kevin, or are you on mute? Because.
Oh, hi. I'm. Kind of just, I don't know what's going on here, guys.
You leaned on the mute button, you old man.
I muted myself. It's been really great having you here, Rob, to join us. I want to get this podcast turned around and up. So it's PJ's got to get it there into the night and capture some munsies, right?
And, after one more, then I'll go.
And he'll have another drinky before he goes. But it's been really awesome, Rob, having you on the podcast again. The 4th time, I believe.
And, I believe so. Yeah. My pleasure, as usual. So,
fifth time comes with a free mug. So,
fifth time with a free mug. I'm very excited about that.
PJ's going to send that to you. He's going to send it. It's just a mug from his kitchen, mind you. But, you know.
Yeah, it was a good mug or a custom mug. Maybe from the garbage bin next to my house.
There's a little cat hanging on a tree branch, and it says hang in there, you know.
I could probably use that some days, so yes.
After looking at the wine cooler, right? Yeah,
right.
The Bartles and James cooler. Yes.
Ooh. There it is. So yeah, my pleasure, and hopefully we'll come out with something else new and big and wonderful or questionable, depending on who you are. And have me back on. We'll chat about it some more.
For all of you listening out there, remember what we said when I post this in the Facebook group. Please repost it, share it, like it, leave a comment.
Today, DJ is good, and these other people are
Today is the day for that campaign to start. It is time, everyone, to like, to share, to comment. It's time to start doing that. To subscribe. Subscribe to Munzee Events. Subscribe to Minnesota Boy. Make sure you're watching geocaching vlogger stuff and See My Shell channel. Like, get involved. You don't have to make the videos. You don't have to make the podcast, but it certainly would be nice if you just turned it on. Even if you just turn it on and let it run in the background. Hey, that's fine too, because it all helps. It all helps, and we're all trying to do the same thing.
Yep, absolutely. Exactly. That's great.
Thank you.
All right, guys. Well, everyone, have an awesome day and awesome night wherever you are, and Munzee on, folks.
Bye. Munzee on.
Munzee on. We'll be right back.